I look like a crazy person, I think. The summer has been one of growing anxiety. New strands of gray at my temples brought with them so many uncertainties and imitations of regret. I question my decision to become a doctor every day. Lately, I even considered leaving my career. This brings late-night panic attacks and long talks with my husband, closest friends, and not one, but two therapists. For almost a year now, unbeknownst to most, I have been in crisis. Mermaid hair. I angle the rearview mirror to point at my colored streaks. Like so many of my spontaneous ideas, it now feels frivolous and ridiculous. I wonder how quickly I can get home to wash it out before it sets. The drive between the office and my home is the equivalent of a cleansing bath, with my days spent in total engagement with patient after patient, and the nature of my job one of unpredictable needs and heightened emotion. I relish the solitude of my 20-minute drive home. I turn out of the parking lot, and the smell from the hair dye is profound, an attempt at floral essence to hide the strong chemical undertones. I know I am frying the bottom half of my hair with every passing minute, but fried hair is low on my list of concerns. Hair can be cut and reinvigorated in an instant. That is nothing compared to the invasive surgery I'm scheduled to perform tomorrow, or the disappointment my daughter feels when I miss her summer camp performance to deliver a baby, or the diminishing returns my husband is certain to be feeling in our decade-plus-long marriage, where energy pours out of me all day and I require quiet and replenishment every night. Yes, I could chop off the ends of my hair and there would be a momentary regret because, yes, I had spent the last year growing it to this long, sexy in her 40s length. But I know, from Deepak and Oprah and Eckhart, that everything is temporary, including the stuff that does not really matter, and also the stuff that matters most. I am only 2 miles and a few minutes from the office when traffic slows ahead. I press on the brakes and roll down the windows to clear the air of dye. This slowdown is a little unusual. I creep the car forward, looking at stopped traffic on both sides. It only takes a few seconds for me to discover the reason. In the opposite lane, the side of oncoming traffic, I see a motorcycle laying sideways on the road, and next to it, the body of a woman. A quick glance around confirms no ambulance, no fire truck, no police car. The accident just happened. And aside from a couple of bystanders hovering over the body, there are no first responders on the scene. It is a moment doctors talk about, the instant on the freeway or on an airplane, when an emergency occurs and Good Samaritan laws kick in.